Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I was thinking about something the other morning, and the Lord brought this to my attention. You know, people feel like, well, nothing will hurt you. You've been hurt, but it's just your feelings been hurt.
Amen.
Lord spoke that to me one time. He said, no, your feelings just hurt. I'm so hurt. Lord, he said, just your feelings are hurt. You'll get through this. Amen. After a while, your feelings, you mend up and everything. That's why you need to forgive. That's why you can't allow yourself to become offended, because that was just your feelings. Because Lord said, nothing shall by any means harm you. What the devil means for evil will only turn around for good for you. How many know that to be true? All of us have been through some storms, some adversity, faced some giants, had some people say harmful, hurtful things to us. But we got over it. Why? It didn't harm us. It hurt your feelings. And sometimes you was in your feelings. So God wanted you to get out of your feelings. Come on. It's quiet in the back over here. Tell somebody, get out your feelings. Because you can hurt my feelings. I can hurt your feelings, not on purpose. Sometimes people do it on purpose. But you can't harm me. Because he that is in me is greater. You may knock me down, but I ain't going to stay down. Because there's one in me that will pick me back up. It's supernatural. So he gives you power to tread. There we go, treading again. Our feet treading. Tread on serpents and scorpions. This is all the power of the enemy. And nothing. Some of us need to get that into our spirit. Nothing. Stop being afraid of stuff stopping you, disrupting you, destroying you. The Lord said, nothing shall harm you. Stop being afraid of the dark. Stop being afraid of people's faces. What people can do, the power they have. God has all power. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. You like me, you've seen God too, do too many things for you to be fiddling around with fear and doubt and wavering and uncertainty. No, God is the same yesterday when he brought fiddling out, today and forever. Amen. He'll bring you out. Tell somebody, my steps must be steps of purpose. Not every path is for you. That's why it's so important not to get into comparisons. They that compare themselves among themselves are not wise. That's not your portion. That's his portion. That's not your portion. That's her portion. You have a portion. That's why I say you can't sit like a bump on a log and be passive and be indolent and be lazy with God, and then somebody else come along and then God using them how you should have been being used. And then you start to get jealous or envious. You got to fight those demons. No, what's for you is for you. Keep your eyes on the prize. You can't be running away. You can't be driving the car always looking in the rearview mirror. Nowadays, you can't be driving the car on your cell phone. I see people all the time. I was at a light just the other day, and I was going straight, and there was somebody in the turning lane. I don't know if I was the third or fourth car in the turning lane. I mean, in the straight lane. And we're going, and the turning lane had, you know, already been on. And they're sitting there, and I said, I know they're on their phone. Now, I slowed down when I went by them. Yep, they're face down. Don't let them phones get you in trouble now. Tell somebody, keep your eye on the prize. It can wait till you get out the car. Think about back in the day. The good old days. We didn't have cell phones. My wife and I were just talking about this. We didn't have GPS. You had to pull side the road sometime and pull that map out. I think we're right here. I got to think. I said, it was good old days because we didn't have the pressures that we have today. See, the world has become a small place now. You know, you can easily be over in Asia right there on your phone or whatever. Everything's connected. Everything, so there's so much more pressure, so much more frequency. Back then, no. You know, if your car broke down, I think there may be a phone at the pole number 388. That would have sailed the map. So got about a mile. I'll be back. Go there and get that phone and hello, operator. Right? But see, that's the type of rest we must be in. Even in the midst of all the world where knowledge is so increased. Every path is not for you. But when the Lord orders your steps, it's destiny. Every path is not for you, but when the Lord orders, it becomes your destiny. Ordered steps mean assignments. When God gives you an assignment, listen to me, when God gives you an assignment, no matter how difficult it may seem, when God gives you an assignment, your movement is not an accident. Your movements are not an accident. Amen. An example, Abraham, when he was leaving or called to leave Ur of the Chaldeans, when he was called to leave there, and to enter into Canaan. When he was called to do that, he left not knowing necessarily where he was going, but God was ordering his steps. Amen? Say this with me. Every promise of God requires my walking into it. Joshua and Caleb and the Israelites of that new generation had the land given to them, but they had to step on it and claim it. Faith always requires movement. I said faith always requires movement. Territory, listen closely. So you understand, territory is taken one step at a time. It's not taken all in one big bite. It's claimed one step at a time. When God directs you, he gives you authority to rule. Let me pause there for a moment, because what we must understand is our carnal efforts or efforts aside from God's guidance or ordering our steps cannot produce the rest that God has for us. The only thing that can produce the rest that God has for you is for you to come to him. For you to come to him. Let me say it again. Stop. Listen to the water drop. There's a brand new roof on here too, so we need to pray for the roof company. There's a brand new roof. Costs a lot of money too. Amen? So we must come to him. God, a good man, remember, a good man steps or ordered by the Lord. When we talk about good, it's not just because we do good things. No, let's bring it home. We're good because of Jesus, not any goodness of our own. See, you can do a lot of stuff yourself, but it not be God. It can be good, but not God. But except of a good man, those who have become good, or those who bear the testimony, who bear the Spirit of God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And then even with that, the steps of a good man, you must choose. See, our efforts alone won't do it. It's when we come to him. Listen to me. Everything that we do must stem from our relationship with him. Amen? Come on. I said, everything we do must stem from our relationship with him. Our efforts cannot produce God's rest. Rest is ceasing from your laborious work that is in your flesh, or that is in the natural man, or that is sinful. Because there's a lot of things you can get done in the flesh. Amen. There's a lot of things you can get done, even people living in sin, but not ever enter into God's rest. The key is you must come to him. That takes patience. Because God is not on your schedule. I need an answer now. Well, prepare to wait. God ain't confined to time and schedules. He answers when he wants to answer. And he answers at the opportune time, the right time. His time is the right time. Matter of fact, he's not confined in time. He's in eternity, where everything is in the present. There's no past or future in eternity.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings.